Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Teresa Jane Chin, who's just been awarded an MBE for services to nursing, predominantly because she set up this wonderful chat and support group called We Nurses. I guess for, yourself first, you were feeling a bit isolated, were you, as a nurse, and you wanted some help and support around you?
Absolutely. I'd gone through about 7 years of agency nursing as my children were growing up. So I was actually, it was my husband who suggested, first of all, that I go onto Twitter and I have a look on Twitter and see if I could find some other nurses. And I have to admit to being very sceptical at the start.
What were you sceptical about? The fact that Twitter's messages are very short and it's very superficial? What was the...
I mean, back then, I mean, we're talking... This was almost 5 years ago that I first started on Twitter, and there were no guidelines that there are now for nurses stepping into social media. There, I wasn't even quite sure to start with if we were allowed on there, which sounds a bit of a silly thing.
That's really interesting, but actually not a... That's quite a wise thing to think, because you think the way NHS whistleblowers and people who raise concerns publicly about an organisation are sometimes treated, you could think, golly, I might tweet something about somewhere I've worked and get in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think I was very clear from the start that what I wanted was to be able to share knowledge, to share information, to share ideas, but not really use it as a political standpoint and kind of, you know, I've never really had an axe to grind.
So how do you get that culture across? Because you can't control what other people are tweeting, and
absolutely
that's the beauty
not
of it. It's a free thing. It sort of self-moderates. But how did you sort of create that culture of compassionate support rather than axe-grinding anger?
I think a lot of it has to do with role modelling, with behaving how you want people to behave, and right from the very outset, I think that I took a very caring approach. The same, in fact, exactly the same approach as I do in my everyday nursing life. So I think that helped. And I think along the way, we've had people who have been a little bit ranty. And usually, you know, within a couple of tweets, you can find out, you know, why they're being a bit ranty and try and turn it around a little bit. So it's I think genuinely people care and people want to share information and they want to share ideas and they want to share knowledge. And I think if we can capitalise on that, then we can actually move forward and make huge improvements within healthcare.
I think also promoting this culture of compassion, particularly after what happened in Mid-Staffordshire.
Absolutely.
And what was interesting, I think, about Mid-Staffordshire is that if you read the original report about that, there was some really excellent, kind, compassionate care going on alongside care that was clearly substandard. I would still argue that one of the main reasons it was substandard is because the wards weren't safely staffed and it was a manpower issue rather than a bad people issue for most of it. But it was an important time to do it. But there was something called doctors.net, which is like a Facebook site for doctors that is private. But you decided to put yours on Twitter, where anyone, any member of the public, politician, administrator, patient can scrutinise it. Why did you make that decision?
Well, it was really because, I mean, to start with, it was probably mostly accidental to start with, if I'm brutally honest. And that's because I wanted to find other nurses to connect with. And that was the primary objective to start with, was just to find a few nurses who I could perhaps discuss a journal article with. And then as it grew, we actually started to see the benefits of being in such an open space. So those benefits are exactly what the risks are, which is a bit odd, really. So the fact that anybody can take part in these conversations, so any passing, like you said, journalist, politician, member of the public, service user, carer, anybody can take part in these conversations, and they do. And what we find is that actually that's where its greatest strength is, is that you have this huge diversity of people taking part in these conversations, and we can all learn so much from each other.
Well, that's really interesting, isn't it? Because the one failing, I guess, of our brilliant NHS is that sometimes we've struggled to hear the patient voice. And people are always saying that, and all these inquiries we have say, let's hear the patient voice. And I've chaired in, you know, national conferences on patient safety that have had no patients speaking at them. And you're thinking, well, this is slightly peculiar. The beauty of what you're doing is automatically you get a patient voice, and it gives you that perspective that's always valid.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think sometimes they're a little bit shy in coming forward. And even, you know, when we hold we nurses discussions specifically, other healthcare professionals have been a little bit reticent in coming forward. And so they'll tweet something along the lines of, well, you know, I'm not a nurse, but...
Yeah, and that's wasted half their tweet.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it's important that we then respond accordingly. Yeah. And one of the things we say quite often is that everybody adds value. So it doesn't matter who you are. What your perspective is, you know, we can learn from each other, and that's really important.
And how many followers do you have now?
So We Nurses has about, I think it's just under 27,000 followers.
And do you know how many of them are nurses?
I think we try and follow every single nurse.
Okay.
So so far, every so often we'll send out a tweet that says, if you're not a nurse, please put your hands up and we'll follow you. And I think we're up to about 10,000, 12,000 odd nurses that we actually follow. But I think a lot of them are quite quiet.
And how many? I can understand how an agency nurse might be isolated, but agency nursing, although it's a much derided, it's a really important part of the NHS workforce. But also, did you find people in salaried posts who also felt isolated? Because we're working so hard now, actually. We don't have that time to get together and to share stuff as we used to be able to.
No, absolutely. And this is one of the things that I've learnt along the way is that as an agency nurse, yes, I was really isolated. But in actual fact, people have tweeted me, people have emailed me, and people have spoken to me in person saying, you know, actually I was really isolated. And they would be working on wards, they would be working in clinics, they would be working out in the community. But again, they just wouldn't have time to sit down and talk to other nurses.
You can tell you're good at what you do because the dozens of tweets are now coming into the at BBCRB from all your followers. So you've got them well motivated, which is good. Were you surprised to be awarded an MBE? Did that come out of the blue?
It did. It was a huge surprise. It was a wonderful surprise.
Because you and the rather heroic Kate Granger, who's a wonderful young doctor who's got terminal cancer and started this wonderful campaign called Hello, My Name Is.
Yeah.
Because she noticed as a patient, even though she was a doctor, often members of staff would forget to introduce themselves. And that's taken off as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you and Kate are really leading the way in promoting compassionate care more than anything. I mean, without compassion, healthcare is pointless, isn't it? And
absolutely.
And we need to remember that just because we can do something, it doesn't always mean it's the kindest thing to do. People deserve kind and gentle deaths. And we often over-medicalise them and all sorts of important public debates that need to happen.
Yeah.
And you're doing it in a public space in a compassionate way, which I think is wonderful.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to do. And Kate Granger's doing some amazing work, and I really don't know how she finds the energy to do that. It's she seems to be all over the place, and it's wonderful to see because it's, you know, she's promoting such a fundamental thing that we should all be doing.
So the danger of being in a public space is that you will be caught up in one side or the other coming up to the election. So someone might give you an MBE and someone might say, oh, you know, come and support a jolly good work that you're doing. Why don't you come to the Conservative Party conference and talk about this or something?
Mm-hmm.
And you clearly don't want to be politicised because I think health service should be about collaboration and politicians should grow up and act together to get the best out of the limited resources we have. How are you going to stop yourself being politicised?
I think we have to... we'll always remember that our objective is to actually to connect nurses and to share learning. Mm. And that is our objective.
Based on evidence and compassion rather than political ideology.
Absolutely, yeah. And we try and remain very, very neutral. That's not to say that people can't come onto our discussions and say how they feel. But what it means is that we will always remain neutral within those circumstances.
And you'll grow and grow.
Well, I hope so.
What have you got planned? Do you do these regular journal chats and regular discussions?
We Nurses itself runs discussions every week,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes twice a week when we get really busy. And all of those discussion ideas come from the community themselves.
And you take the most popular ones, so, the ones that ring a bell?
It's just really... we've never had a bad... suggestion, right. to be honest with you. Okay. They're all quite sensible out there.
Good.
So we just kind of take them as they come. And what we normally do these days is we throw it back at people. So we'll say, they'll say, oh, can we hold a discussion? We've talked a lot about compassion.